When you look at martyrdom, what does martyrdom involve? Martyrdom is such a potent concept that even societies that do not believe in religion or have some twisted form of religion, some very deviant form of religion, they too, especially during the modern era, during the time of nation states, they have had to come up with this idea for their nations in order to create that motivation and that push and that fuel in order for people to go forth and defend whatever they believe to be sacred. So you see that all over the world, when martyrdom occurs, it is not always something that the secular mind believes to be a setback. In fact, they use it, even though they do not have the philosophical and the theological and background for it, but they use it to fuel the fire of motivation. This is doubly true for societies that believe in a divine system. And it is even more true for followers of the Ahlul Bayt, because the entire ideology is based on Karbala. If you look at a normal follower of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, his identity, his religious identity, the coremost instance, the coremost element there is Karbala, is martyrdom. And then other things follow. So brothers and sisters, if we look at what martyrdom achieves for us, I've already gone through what the worldly mind thinks. Let's go back to the Quranic mind. Brothers and sisters, martyrdom, the positive aspect of martyrdom in our ideology is that you have Islam in theory, locked in books, read by people, grasped and sometimes digested by the intellect. That is one phase. Then it is implemented. People come forth, they implement the laws of Islam, the objectives of Islam. Still, this is the second phase. Then you find a phase in which, in the words of Shahid Mutahari, and I'm paraphrasing, when he explains why the blood of the martyr, according to some narrations, is holier than all other things. He says the blood of the martyr becomes holier than all other things because it proves the theory to be correct, proves the theory to be eternal, proves the theory to be a theory that can stand in front of all forms of tests. Some of the ulama, when they talk about Sayyid al-Shuhada, alayhi salam, they call him Ayatullah al-Kubra, the greatest of Allah's signs. Why? Because yes, you can come up with very great theories, very coherent theories, very beautiful systems. But sometimes, which happens in the modern era as well, people come back to you and they say, if Islam is so good, why are you Muslims like this? Why are your countries like this? Brothers and sisters, two great achievements of the revolution. The revolution showed the world, despite the propaganda, I'm talking about the reality on ground. The revolution showed the world that this theory works. This theory works in socio-political, economic, cultural. It is more potent than all the other theories that may rival it. And then the shuhada, they prove that this theory is haq. It is different from being effective. Being true is different from simply being effective. The shuhada, they prove that this theory, this ideology is so great that they love and yearn for dying for this ideology. This is that phase that no secular mind can grasp. All of a sudden you see that their operating system hangs. They have this blue screen, they can't understand what's going on. We are killing people and their mothers and daughters and their brothers are saying, Alhamdulillah, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. The secular mind just goes, hangs, it blows up. And that is that Abrahamic moment. Remember when in the Quran, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he hung the axe on the neck of the great idol, and then he challenges the people. He says, why don't you ask the idol himself? The Quran says that was a waking up moment. For a second, their operating system hanged. The same happens when the secular mind sees this wave of martyrdom. The mind hangs, and then they have this crisis of worldview. And that in itself, that is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings many people towards the right path. This wave of people going towards the Quran, reading the Quran, coming out in protests for Palestine, for justice around the world. This is the fruit of the blood of martyrs. So brothers and sisters, doubting that this is not just a slogan when we say that Shahid Qasim Soleimani, Shahid Hassan Nasrullah, he was less effective when he was physically alive and now his hands are open. This isn't just a slogan that we're saying to motivate people to like get them out of depression or something of that sort. No, these are true statements. Now they are part of the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.